This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I was visiting my surgeon the other day and he asked me about my job and what do I do for a living and so on. And I told him that I'm a student counselor. He said, yes, but what do you actually do? I said, I counsel people. I try to help them figure out what do they want to do in life, get rid of their addictions, sort out their miseries and so on. He said something that I never thought of before after that. He said, have you ever seen your parents or your grandparents visiting a counselor? I really paused and I said, never heard of such a thing during my days growing up in my home. He said, these people didn't need a counselor. And he started laughing. And I too start laughing because it is absolutely true. I remember my grandmother telling me one thing all the time whenever there was a problem. Don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sort it out for us. These people had a lot of faith in their hearts. Even though they weren't so educated, they were in fact illiterate, they never been to school sometimes, but they have that faith in Allah's promise that He will fulfill whatever He said in the Quran, even if life seems so difficult for us, even if problems and difficulties are coming from all directions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever break His promises, especially for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this beautiful ayah that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believe in the message of Islam and do righteous deeds and believe in that which was sent down upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is indeed the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen to these people? Allah will erase their sins completely, will clean up their history from whatever they have done in the past. Not only that, but He will fix their affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of their state. Whatever that state may be mental, may be psychological, may be emotional, may be physical. Allah will take care of their state. That's why these people didn't need to see a counselor. They were firm in their belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Allah will never, my brothers and sisters, break His promises. And this is enough for us to expect the best from Him. Isn't that true? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated,
مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلِنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
الله أكبر. And those who do righteous deeds while they are believers, so this is the condition, belief, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His message, what will happen to them? Allah will grant them a great and good and happy life. The true haya, the true life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us in this dunya and in the next, inshaAllah ta'ala. Not only that, but such believers will receive the rewards in a manner that they haven't even expected. They never thought of. That's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So face these difficulties and trials while you have that faith in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never break His promises if you fulfill the conditions of Iman. If you lived in this dunya with number one priority in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His religion. That's why this old generation, even though they have faced a lot of difficulties as well, don't think that their life was so easy, but they have that spot in their heart that will always direct them to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's Iman. My granny, I will never forget when she told me, just make dua, don't worry. Somebody died in the area and I was so down and sad and so on. She said, just ask Allah to relieve that sadness from your heart. And I was young at that time. I didn't even hear what she said. I didn't care about making dua. I just told her, our neighbor is gone. She said, yes, true. He's gone because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out his soul from his body, the soul that he had given him earlier. And the one who takes souls is capable and able to take away your sadness. So make dua. Allahu, look at the mindset. This lady never been to school. She just had firm faith in Allah's promises. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, call upon me, make dua, and I will respond. And they believed in that ayah wholeheartedly, in action. Allah does not break promises. So call upon him when you face these challenges and difficulties. But make sure that the dua you're making is not asking for something haram, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respond in that case. Make sure when you make dua, you're not hasty, you're not in a rush to receive the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will respond to your dua so long as you're not in haste, so long as you're not rushing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, work according to Allah's plan and time, not according to yours. Get back to our episode where we talked about the right time is Allah's time, not yours. Your job is to make dua, that's it. Make sure when you make dua to be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you. Don't ever think or doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never look at your dua or hear it or fulfill it. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Udu Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba." Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are certain in the response and the fulfillment of that dua. Before making dua, even remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept or will not respond to your dua if your source of income is haram. Your clothes, is it from haram or halal income? Your food that you feed yourself and your children, is it from halal income or otherwise? Please remember the Prophet ﷺ said, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How could Allah respond to such an individual? And finally, when you make dua, insist upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to your dua. Don't ever give up and say, I've been making this dua for days, for years, and Allah never respond. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he said that, I never cared or I never worried about the answer or the response of my dua. I care about making the dua. That's my job. Because once you are gifted with the dua, because dua is worship and worship is a provision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked you to make a dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected you to worship him. Subhanallah al-Azim. If you are gifted with raising up your hands and making dua, the response will be already there. But the when, go back to our episode, Allah's time is the right time. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Iman and righteous deeds are required so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can respond to you. As a result, you are granted and promised hayatan tayyiba, beautiful life in this dunya and in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to erase your sins completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised excellent rewards on the day of judgment that you can't even imagine or fathom. And on the top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to respond to your dua, to respond to your call. So call upon him and don't ever give up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of these verses, all of these promises, a reason for us to expect the best from him. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.